I don't. Don't forget to keep on holding on. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get tired and let go. But hold on. Give glory and honor and praise to God for allowing us to be together one more time. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be in your midst today. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is day, if I'm not mistaken, 288th day of the year. And we are still here. The scripture said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of the day. Hallelujah. Because it didn't have to be here. But I'm so glad that he allowed all of us to be in the service one more time. Praise God. I'm thanking God for Mother Austin. She's not in here. She's at home. But somehow or another, got caught up in my phone, and during the prayer for invocation, okay, and so they looking, and most of the time they were looking at me because of FaceTime. I tried to turn it off, but I couldn't because I turned the volume down so that want to interfere with the service. So we are worshiping with her by way of Zoom, I guess. So to God be the glory for her being in our midst as well. And so I put it up here right beside me so she can look at it. Otherwise, it'd be just looking at the ceiling, I guess. Hallelujah. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are a part of the day. Give God some glory in this house. Hallelujah. Bless them because we are here. Hallelujah. And since we're here, we can handle the rest of it. Hallelujah. Because Jesus and I, we got it. Hallelujah. As long as you got Jesus, you got all the help you need. Hallelujah. You may not think you do, but you do. But God bless you. Praise God to God for our ministers in the house, our officers of the church, and every lay member. Everybody's special, everybody's precious, everybody's somebody. Hallelujah. And we are thankful for God for, again, one more day. Hallelujah. From the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, 7th chapter, and start at verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand and yield it. Mental man, spiritual man, physical man. We call on you, though, you know, for your word. Send it a holy, anointed word to this Father baptized believers. In the name of Jesus, anoint everything that we're trying to do, But we know the anointings destroy the yokes, and it will make a difference in this service. So let your anointings have free reign throughout this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got an echo in my ear. Okay. Are we there? Second Kings, Old Testament. Seventh chapter. Begin at verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this same time, about this time shall a measure of fine wheat flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were, verse 3, "And there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. They said one to another, why sit we here until we die?" Okay. "Let the neighbor, why are you just sitting?" Okay. "Why are you just sitting?" Okay, we're gonna just go right into this. We get we'll stay to 3:4. Oh, I'm gonna say this, some background. This was a time of a great famine in Israel and surrounding areas. And it had gotten so bad that they were killing one another's children. 2 ladies made a bargain. They will kill my child, your child today, or kill my child today, and tomorrow we'll kill your child to eat. And they killed the first one who said that child, but the second day, one day, she hit up the baby and then would go through. So we'll come up to this time that the Lord is talking to Elisha. Okay. Read.
"Then Elijah said."
So Elijah said now to the people of Samaria,
"Hear you the word of the Lord."
You need to hear what the Lord is saying. Here in the modern day, ministers, allowing them to watch this. Watch this. We don't need to be watching the word. We need to be hearing the word. That's our problem. We're doing too much watching. We watch the word and not to apply it to ourselves, but we're watching it so we can apply it to everybody else but ourselves. So make sure you hear what the Lord is saying, because when you hear what the Lord is saying, you become a doer. When you hear what the Lord is saying, changes will take place. If there are no changes taking place, there had not been any hearing. Okay, so hear what the Lord is saying in this lesson here. Continue.
Thus said the Lord.
Thus said the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying.
Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel.
If you can hold on till tomorrow, famine's going to be gone. You've been going through, and looks like our hope is lost, but God has not forgotten you. Just hold out just one more day. Hallelujah. Change is going to come. Whatever your situation is, if you just hold on one more day, God is bringing deliverance. He's bringing victory. He's bringing joy. He's bringing peace. He's bringing joy to every soul.
Amen.
If you can just hold on. And he said that on tomorrow, about this time, and find a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel. Now, there's nothing in the city. No crops coming. But it's saying, you're going to have it. You don't see it, just trust God. God said it, God will deliver, and he shall surely perform all that he said he would do.
Amen.
Continue.
Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned.
Okay, then one of the king's advisors
answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?
Now, ain't no food out here. No stores. Nobody raising no crops at all. Everything is dead because of the famine. So, what God's going to do? Make windows in heaven and pour it out on you? He's saying these things to mock the man of God. Okay, to bring doubt. Continue.
And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes.
You're going to see it, but you ain't going to eat none.
Amen.
Okay. You're going to see it, but you won't get to eat none because you doubt it. You made mockery of the word of God. But you need to hear what the Lord is saying. He tells us a lot of things that's impossible for us. But when God tells you, it shall be done. Okay, because he cannot, will not, shall not lie. Continue.
And there were 4 leprous men.
There were 4 leprous men.
At the entering in of the gate.
Okay. These 4 men was outside of the city at the gate. They were outside because they were leprous. And leprosy was a great disease that attacked the flesh of people and literally ate them alive. little by little. And it was contagious. So when people had leprosy, they were put out to live by themselves until the leprosy was over or they died from it once. Okay. So these four leprous men were sitting at the outside at the gate of Samaria. All right.
And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die?
Okay. Go ahead.
If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die.
Why are we just sitting here waiting to die? Why? People are still sitting there. I haven't been to the worship service since the pandemic got started. People are still sitting, waiting. Because they're scared to come to church, but they ain't scared to go to other places. Isn't it strange how that it works? The Word of God has delivered us from that. All right, so why are we still sitting like it hadn't been accomplished for us? Waiting for it all up to go away, but it's not gonna go away. It's here. And it'll go away when time is up. Just like all the other, see, they're here. They may not be killing you like it's been killing you, but they're lying dominant and it'll show its head every now and then. Right? Polio came out in the 50s. It's still here. People still getting it. But it ain't talking about it. Okay. So it's saying, why are we just sitting here waiting to die? If we go into the city, the famine is in the city. And there ain't nothing in there to eat. So we're going there, we're just going to die. And if we sit here, we're surely going to die. So we got another option. Let us go into the Syrian camp. Let's go there. They got food over there. Okay. They have come and bought their food and set up their tent because they was waiting to go to battle with Samaria. They were prepared and they had all the things that they need sitting outside of the city in the tents. So, let's look at this situation. Going into the city, 100% time, chance of dying. Okay? No chance of living. If we stay here, we got the same odds. 1% chance of dying, 0% chance of living. And if we go to the Syrian camp, they can either kill us or they can feed us. At least we got 50-50 chance now. Okay. We need to assess ourselves and see where it is good to do one thing or another. Know we need to know what the Word of God said. He will bring you out and establish your going. He will make a way. So he said, let us go down to the Syrians' camp and throw ourselves at their mercy. You need to come out of your tents and go where the Lord said go. Do what the Lord said do. And so we're going to die here, die in the city, or die with the Syrians, but at least they can, we have a chance to get some food and live a little while longer.
Amen.
Okay. Continue, read.
And they rose up.
So they got up from where they've been sitting. I don't know how long they've been sitting there, but they got up where they were sitting. Okay, and then
they went to the camp of the Syrians.
They went to the camp of the Syrians.
And when they were come to the othermost parts of the camps.
Now when they got near the camp, these four lepers men got up from doing nothing. And now going in search of life. All right.
Behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of Syrians to hear a noise of chariots.
So when they got to the camp, weren't nobody there. All right, why won't nobody there? Because the Lord had intervened. The Lord is bringing it to pass what he had told his servant Elisha. What's going to happen on that next day? The food was already out there in place.
Amen.
But they didn't think that they could get in because they had to go to battle to get it. All right. Now,
and a noise of horses, even the noise of another. Lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the king of the Hittites, okay, and the king of Egypt, Egyptian, so come upon us.
Okay. So the Lord made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, okay, a noise of asses, and whatever else they could make noise with. The Lord had allowed them to hear it, but there was nobody there doing it. Okay. God makes you hear things. And sometimes you even out sitting, but nobody's there.
Yeah.
You not really do like Samuel said when he heard noise and he came and said, I heard the Lord said, Master, what did you say? And he said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And then did this. Three more times. And the next time you say ask the question, who art thou, Lord? Okay. The Lord deals with us. Amen. And we pass it by. Because it doesn't seem like something sensible to do. Here, the Syrians, the leopards had gone there just at the dusk of the night. As the night was, day was turning into night, the twilight. Okay, the noise was made and they got out of the camp, fled from their possession. Nobody was coming but four lepers, four outcasts. You've been outcasts before. Some of us are still outcasts.
Amen.
All right. But God will work through you. He will deliver through you. You might have been cast aside and kicked aside. But God is working it out for your good. So here we are. Four lepers and the Syrians' army. They begin now to flee in the twilight. Hallelujah.
And they left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp.
Now, if you are trying to get out of the town in a hurry, and the only thing you had to leave by was the horses and asses and your feet, I believe in my life journey here, the horses and asses move a little bit faster than our feet. Yeah. It looked like they would have got out of town quicker if they had just jumped on a horse.
Amen.
But they got out of town in such a big hurry that they left the ass, left the horses, tied. Left the goal, left the possession, the tents, everything. They just got out of town. Yeah. Because God was moving. See, God doesn't have you fighting. He just has you prepared to fight. And then he will fight for us.
Amen.
Through us. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, stop fighting. Just hear what the word of the Lord said. Stop fighting one another and love them. Stop fighting. Love the devil out of them. Right. Do good to him. He calls a fire on the head if you just stop fighting. Continue.
And fled for their lives. And when the leopards came to the uttermost parts of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink.
Okay, they went in the tent. There was nobody there, but the food was there. They ate, and they grain. God will make a way for you. He'll bring some food from somewhere. He's done it before without any food in the desert.
Amen.
He'll do it again.
Amen.
You'll get so much food, you don't know what to do with it. Okay. All right.
And carried thence silver, gold, and raiment, and went and hid it.
Now, you got to be an awful big hurry to leave all that stuff. They don't take nothing but them. Went past tied horses. Went past the chariots. Went past everything you could ride on. Okay. All right. Tell somebody God was doing it.
God was doing it.
He just needs you to stand. Hold to your faith. God is working it out. And is working it out right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to know that he is working it out. And he'll fix it for you. And that right early. So they fled the camp, leaving the food and everything. Because they thought that the Samaritan had hired Egypt, the Hittites, and other armies to come fight against them. And they heard the noise from them. But wasn't nobody there to make the noise. All right. So they ran away. Continue.
And came again and entered into another tent.
They came and entered into another tent.
And carried thence also.
And carried that stuff away. The next one.
And went and hid it.
Uh-huh.
Then they said one to another, we do not well.
We're not doing what's right, brother. We're not doing good at all. We have accumulated things out of two tents. And we buried it. Hid it for ourselves. Now, we're not doing the right thing because we need to bless our enemy and bless our other people that are with us. We need to share this bounty of the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't just give it to us to keep, but he gave it to us to share. And if we continue to do this, something bad is going to happen. Right. All right. Read.
A good day of good tidings, and we hold our peace.
This is a good day, a good time. We're holding our peace. Why are you just sitting down waiting to die? Make peace with the person that you have a problem with today. Don't wait for them to come to you. You go to them. Hallelujah. Today. Because tomorrow is not promised. Continue.
If we tarry to the morning light, some mischief will come upon us.
Yeah.
Now therefore come.
Come on.
That we may go and tell the king's household.
Although we're outcasts, can't go in the city. We need to go tell them anyway. Tell the king what's going on. And they went there and they told him. Okay, continue.
So they came and called unto the porter of the city.
Uh-huh.
And they told them, saying, we came to the camp of Syria. And behold, there was no man there. Neither voice of men, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were. Right. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within.
Okay, they went and they called the gatekeepers and told them what was going on. the gatekeeper. They couldn't go in the city to bring the good news. So they gave it to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper went and told the king. Right? Sometimes you can't get to where you need to go. You need to relay the message. So you tell somebody else, and they can get it from where you are to some other place. We got to sometime work through other people. So you can't go through criticizing people. You got to be on the basis where you can get the message going through anytime, anywhere. Stop waiting for somebody to come deliver you. Go, the word said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. So after asking, you need to get up.
Amen.
And go. Search it out. Find where the Lord had laid it out for you. Next.
And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us.
Okay, now the king thought it was a trick. They had gone out and hid themselves. So when we come out to get there, get their food, and think that they're going to come out and ambush us. So now they make a suggestion to the king. From, I think, about 4 horses they got left in the city, and they must have eaten everything else up, except those 4. Let us go now and check it out. And so they went from there to the next place. And every step of the way, there were clothing and other things that they got out of as they were running away. And these things must be holding them back, so they're stripping as they're going. Okay. I will make your enemy become your footstool.
Amen.
If you just obey him.
Amen.
And hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
They knew that we were hungry. Therefore, are they gone out to the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. Mm-hmm. And one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Mm-hmm. Behold, they are as the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us sin and see.
Okay. All right. So they told the plan and they checked it out. As we go down,
they took therefore 2 chariots horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them unto Jordan. And lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out.
So the people went out.
And the spoils spoiled the tents.
And got the things of the tent that were left by the Syrians.
So a measure of fine flour was set
So that come to pass what the Elijah had told him the day before. A measure of fine flour is being sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley being sold for a shekel. All right. God will work it out. And he will make his word manifest itself right before your eyes. Hallelujah. Sometimes it may take a long time. Sometimes it's quickly. But this was a quick deliverance because it said on tomorrow this will happen.
Amen.
Okay. God has promised you. But we doubt it and not get our blessing. Here we got the Syrian and Samaritan. Samaritans now getting the benefits of the blessing the Lord has sent out there for them. Okay.
According to the word of the Lord, and the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate.
Okay.
And the people trotted upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him.
Okay. And the king appointed now the Lord they had in charge of things that and gave him advice. Okay. And the people in a rush to get the food because they were hungry. They knocked them down. They trampled them. Okay, I believe there's something like that happened at Walmart a few Black Fridays ago. People standing in line when they open the door, they rush through and trample the person to death. Okay. All right. So he died. He saw the food, but he didn't get a chance to eat it. Sometimes we can see our blessings, but don't get a chance to enjoy them. Because we doubt what the Lord has said. But the Lord brings it to pass so that you can see, but not partake of. Hallelujah. So why sit we here? Why are we sitting here when we got work to do? Why are we sitting there when we got souls to be saved? Why are we sitting here when we got people to be witnessing to? Why are we sitting here when we can go and worship as the Lord said? God bless you. Gospel invitation is extended. Anybody needing special favors from the Lord? Now's the time to come. The word of the Lord is unto all that will believe.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest nights. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend, and I have lived
Hallelujah.
In the goodness of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
That's your name, Jesus. Would there be one?
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Hallelujah.
With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing,
yes,
of the goodness of God. Spring after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid out, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Thank you, Lord.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Okay. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid out, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. It's running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am making, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sweet communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.